Now you will hear the third segment.
Double jeopardy is a rule of law that prevents a person from being tried twice for the same crime. This protection is found in the laws of the U.S. and many other countries as well. Today, judicial scholar Samuel Burns explains the double jeopardy rule to our own Lynn Cooper.
In the U.S., the Fifth Amendment to the Constitution states that no person should be, quote, twice put in jeopardy of life or limb. What does this mean?
The double jeopardy clause covers several protections, but they all have to do with keeping the government from prosecuting someone for a crime after he or she's already been tried once. The underlying idea is that the state, with all its power and resources, shouldn't be able to keep harassing someone, trying to convict them again and again for an alleged offense, thereby causing that person to live in constant anxiety and fear. As a whole, the Fifth Amendment's about protecting the rights of individuals who are accused of a crime, so double jeopardy is one of those rights, alongside the right against self-incrimination, trial by jury, and others.
Why did our nation's founders consider this so important that they wrote it into the Constitution?
Well, remember, they had just finished this revolution against the king who they considered a tyrant. And they were very concerned about this new government they were creating having too much power. So they wrote all sorts of limits to those powers. That's the whole Bill of Rights. The first 10 amendments to the Constitution are all about protecting the rights of individuals against government power. And you know, making sure that government couldn't just throw you in jail, that was a pretty big one.
Double jeopardy rules exist in other countries as well. So presumably this doesn't all come from U.S. law.
Oh no, it's thousands of years old. There are references to double jeopardy protections in biblical law, classical Greece, Rome. It comes to our country through English common law, where it existed for centuries. We certainly didn't invent it.
Let's say a person's acquitted of a crime, and new evidence becomes available, proving that person's actually guilty. Can that person be tried again?
No, they cannot.
But doesn't that let criminals get away with a crime?
That's a common criticism, especially now that we have DNA testing and other technology. We're able to re-examine old evidence and maybe prove someone's guilty, right?
Exactly.
The problem is there's no way to allow this without also subjecting citizens to exactly the kind of harassment that double jeopardy is meant to prevent. With double jeopardy, the state has to get it right the first time. Don't start a trial till your case is solid, because you're not going to get another bite at the apple. Otherwise, you could potentially have district attorneys trying to reopen cases they misprosecuted, or judges reopening cases again and again till they find the jury that agrees with them. The point is, if the evidence isn't solid to begin with, they shouldn't be taking a person to trial in the first place. So, double jeopardy ensures that the government's burden of proof for putting people in jail remains very high.